Carriage Kia in Gainesville and Woodstock has up to $6,000 in rebates right now during the summer sticker event. New 2019 Optima, Sorento, Sportage, Stinger, and Forte. 66 months, 0% for qualified buyers only at Carriage Kia, Gainesville, and Woodstock.
Coming up on this edition of the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, did Hurricane Sally take a bite out of Cherokee County as predicted? And find out how the city of Ball Ground is bringing some flavor to its downtown area. I've got these stories and more only on the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast.
The Cherokee Community Minute is brought to you by Cherokee Focus. Do you have a passion for your community? Do you often ask yourself, how can I give back? Did someone do something for a younger you that propelled you into the person you are today? If you live, work, or play in Cherokee County and are looking to find a way to plug into the community, think Cherokee Focus. Cherokee Focus is now accepting applications for the Cherokee Youth Works program. We provide out-of-school youth ages 16 to 24 with GED prep, life skills, work readiness, paid work experiences, along with assistance in college enrollment and obtaining sustainable employment. If you could use some assistance in one of these areas or know someone who does, visit us online at CherokeeFocus.org. That's CherokeeFocus.org. And remember, through people, partnerships, and possibilities, we can make a stronger Cherokee.
Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the only local news podcast just for Cherokee County. Brought to you by the Cherokee Tribune Ledger News and the BG Podcast Network. I'm Amy Cargas. Here are the stories your friends and neighbors will be talking about. Hurricane Sally's remnants mostly tiptoed through Cherokee County this week, dropping 3.5 inches of rain and some trees, but causing no widespread damage and only one minor injury. On Thursday morning, the driver of a pickup sustained minor injuries when trees were blown down across Lower Bethany Road near Interstate 575, striking the front of the truck and knocking down power lines. The road was reopened about 3 hours later. Trees fell across other roads, causing no injuries or lengthy closures. The storm also caused some flooding of various streams. The storm dropped more than 30 inches of rain on the Alabama and Florida Gulf Coast when it made landfall Tuesday as a Category 2 hurricane, but weakened as it moved inland. The University of Georgia weather station in Ball Ground recorded a rainfall total of 0.77 inches of rain on Wednesday and 2.73 inches on Thursday, bringing the total for the year to 55.28 inches. There's been yet another fatality on local roads, making it the sixth this month. A Jasper man was killed in a two-vehicle crash in Interstate 575 South in Cherokee County on Wednesday morning. The accident happened about 7 a.m. when a Toyota Tacoma pickup truck driven by Robert Schroeder was struck from behind by a Kia Sportage, causing drivers of both vehicles to lose control, strike the guardrail, and flip on their sides. Schroeder was thrown from his vehicle and died later at the hospital. Witnesses reported that the Kia was traveling erratically prior to the collision. The accident is under investigation, but no charges have been filed at this time. If you're looking to trim your grocery budget, then you need to know about the new discount food store coming to Woodstock. We've got the details coming up on the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Attention shoppers, there's a discount grocery store coming to Cherokee County. The German-based supermarket company Lidl will be holding a grand opening celebration for its new store in Woodstock on September 30th. Located on Bells Ferry Road, the store will be one of two new Lidl locations opening in the Atlanta area that day. The other is in East Cobb. The Woodstock store will open at 8 a.m. following a ribbon-cutting ceremony in front of the store at 7:40. Operating hours are from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week. During the grand opening event, customers will be able to take advantage of Get Them While You Can special offers, and the first 100 folks through the door will receive gift cards ranging in value from $5 to $100. Shoppers can enter to win a $500 Lidl gift card, as well as other grand opening giveaways. A group created to address the problem of domestic violence in Cherokee County has earned statewide recognition for its work. The Cherokee County Domestic Violence Task Force has been named Task Force of the Year by the Georgia Commission on Family Violence. The award was presented Wednesday during GCFV's 26th annual conference. The Cherokee County Domestic Violence Task Force is made up of government agencies, community-based agencies, survivors of family violence, and other concerned community members and professionals. The group meets monthly at different law enforcement agencies throughout the county with the goal to strengthen and sustain coordinated community response to family violence in Cherokee County. The task force conducts reviews of serious domestic violence cases. One recent case review led to changes that improve survivor safety and offender accountability in Cherokee County. In addition to monthly meetings, the task force co-sponsors and hosts community events. Last year, during National Crime Victims Rights Week, the task force worked with the Sheriff's Office, the District Attorney's Office, and the Solicitor General's Office to host a candlelight vigil and seminar for a local senior center. Residents interested in finding out more about the task force or becoming members should email CherokeeDVTaskForce@gmail.com. Ballgrounds Downtown is about to have a bit more ambiance and flair thanks to the new outdoor speakers along the city's main street. Ballgrounds City Manager Eric Wilmarth said the city first considered the idea in 2007, but it was canned before coming back onto the table recently as something the city could accomplish. City leaders have envisioned the speakers as a way to communicate with residents and visitors downtown, such as announcing floats during the Christmas parade. But when Ballground was forced to cancel a series of live music events due to the pandemic, they decided to revisit the speaker idea. The speakers will play a wide range of music to entertain residents and visitors as they spend time in the shops and restaurants downtown, with the master control panel for the system being located at Barrel House Coffee. The speakers are installed along A.W. Roberts Drive and Gilmer Ferry Road, and the master control panel should be in place by the end of the week. So far, the city has received positive reactions overall to the new downtown additions, which they hope will continue once the speakers are up and running. Thank you for joining me for the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast from your hyper-local news source, the Cherokee Tribune Ledger News. Grab a copy of today's paper and visit the Cherokee Tribune Ledger News online for complete details on the stories we've discussed, plus more stories that affect you and the citizens of Cherokee and surrounding areas. Subscribe and share this podcast to get all the latest hyper-local updates, or ask Google Home to play the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast for you. Share your thoughts or questions with us in the comments section, or call our podcast comment line at 404-997-8655. We might share your comment on an upcoming episode. The Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast is produced by BG Ad Group, Amy Cargas producer, Jacob Sutherland director. Copyright 2020, all rights reserved.